No, this audio isn't broken. And your volume level is fine. It's just that I'm watching you for now, mistress. Watching and trying to decide what to do with you. To you. Obviously, there's a lot of things that need to be addressed, don't you agree? No, don't turn it off. I know you might be worried to hear me like this, mistress, after our last time together, but a little birdie told me that you did rather enjoy it after all. So, the question is, should I indulge you like that? Should I put myself in despair of not really fitting shoes and entertain your unspoken wishes? No, I wasn't asking. If that's the impression you somehow got, I'm merely thinking out loud. But since you're obviously not averse to the idea of submitting to your baby girl, answer me this. Do you deserve it? Knowing I'm never fully comfortable in this role, knowing I'd much rather be a sweet, gentle, soft, cuddly plaything and have you take the reins and power over my pleasure, do you deserve it? Okay, you're right, not the best way to phrase this question given our history together. Let me rephrase it. Are you worth it? Worth my time, attention, and the effort? Speak up, mistress. I'm afraid I can't hear you clear enough. Well, if you think so. But how about you let me be the judge of that, huh? Yes, I know I've asked, but if we're playing by my rules tonight, the decision is mine in the end. If we're playing, yes, that's what I've said. So eager, aren't you? You can barely hide your enthusiasm. Here, behind closed doors, with just the two of us present, you dispose so freely of that strong, domineering image, of any pretense of it even. So open and vulnerable for me. So beautifully naked. What are you doing? No, I didn't ask you to get naked. No, mistress, I most certainly did not. And just for jumping to this sort of conclusion, I might have you stay fully clothed for the rest of the night. Oh yes, I'll gladly deprive myself of this gorgeous sight if that's what's needed to drive my point home. Now, there's a few rules I'd like to put in place for tonight. But before that, mistress, I'll ask that you get on your knees for me. Yes, ask. Any and everything happening today will be your choice. I fully intend to take you to your limits and cross them, and I will push hard, but in the end, the choice to submit is yours. And you can take it back at any point. Thank you. I don't understand why, but seeing you like this, looking up at me so trustingly. If you knew the things this sight does to me. So sweet and so mine. Leaning into my touch as I stroke your cheek. Your temple, and my fingers across your hair. Do you realize how easy it'd be for me to hurt you now? Pull my hand back and strike at your face. Grab a fistful of his hair and yank at it. Cover your mouth with one hand while pinching your nose with the other. How long before you'd start begging me for mercy and take your consent back? No, I have no intention to do that. not now. But I could. And that's why we're going to need a safe word. So, pick one now and say it out loud. Say it again. Alright. If at any point tonight you feel like I'm pushing you too hard, like I'm asking too much of you, like you can't take any more, say this word out loud and it'll all end. Instantly. I won't be angry at you. I won't be disappointed. Because I need you to feel safe tonight. Mistress. Now. Two of us, fully clothed, is at least one too many. So why don't you... Good girl. Waiting for an actual command to come and not jumping to conclusions. What I meant is, why don't you let me shed some of these? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Oh, it's okay. I do want you to speak up freely. So tell me, just how badly do you want to see me naked? You are quite convincing, mistress. And I always find it hard to deny you anything when you ask for it so openly, but you do know what word works even better, right? One simple word. Proszę. Oh God. It gives me shivers to hear it coming from your lips. Really. So then... Let me reward you. Shimmy out of my bra. Pants. You get one more. Should I get rid of this shirt so you could freely ogle my small perky breasts? Don't deny it, mistress. I know you do that every chance you've got. Or would you rather I lost my panties? Just starting to cling to my pussy lips anyway. Which one will it be? Panties it is then. Is that a moan I've heard? A little happy noise escaping your lips already? Let me guess, you've got a whiff of something you'd like to have a taste of, haven't you? Use your words then. Yes, you have to ask, mistress. Ask for a taste of your baby girl's sweet, wet pussy. A single lick. That's all you're getting. For now. Think of it as one more test of your obedience. Is that all? Really? You're not going to try and sneak a couple more, even with my pussy right in front of your face? Oh, aren't you a good girl for me, mistress? My good mistress. So kind. So loving. So sweet and gentle. So beautiful. Hush! Don't argue with me. So submissive. But just for me. Tylko dla twojego maleństwa. Would you like another taste? Go for it, mistress. Wet your tongue and lips with my juices. But don't dare clean them off. I want to taste myself off of you. like this. Put your finger in me now. Wait. I'm sorry, I forgot my own rule. Do you want to slide your finger in me? Yes, just one. I need to stay focused for this mistress, and two would fill me so completely. Yes. Like this. Slow, but all the way in. And now don't move. No, all I asked for was your finger buried in my pussy. My cunt. Your cunt, actually. Your long finger pushed all the way inside your baby girl's sweet, wet, tight. I thought I'd have you for a moment, that with me speaking dirty, you'd lose control for a bit. Should I up my game a bit? Może powinnam o to zapytać w innym języku. Nie musiałabym nawet mówić nic konkretnego. Tylko kilka prostych, oczywistych słów wyszeptanych do twojego ucha, pani. You twitched. No. I'm pretty sure you did twitch. Try to move your finger inside me. And that's not what I've asked for. So I guess there should be consequences. Shouldn't there, huh? Good girl. Then fuck me. Does it feel as good to you? Do you enjoy being made to fuck me, mistress? Does it thrill you to submit to your little one and obey her every word? And what does that make you, huh? What would be... What would be the most appropriate name for you this very minute? Come again? Stop, no, I don't care. Get your finger out of me. Now! What's wrong? Really, you have to ask that. What did you just call yourself? A fuck slut, right? Care to amend that, mistress? No, your fuck slut doesn't make it any better. Even though you are mine. Dirty, needy bitch. Alright, I'm done. Where are my panties? No, mistress. They go back on because we're done playing. Apparently you need to be taught a lesson first. No, it's not about the language. God knows how I adore when you speak filth to me and how many pairs of panties you've ruined with that. But there's one thing I can't stand. Okay? I will not have you degrade yourself. Not in my presence. And definitely not for me. No, I don't find it hot. It doesn't give me a thrill or power rush to see such an amazing woman. Don't interrupt or I'll have you gagged. Such an amazing woman talk about herself in the lowest terms just because she enjoys giving pleasure. Just because she has no qualms about giving over the control of her body to someone so dear to her, she'd trust her heart with. Will you please stop interrupting? I know you didn't mean like that. Not this time, at least. But I've heard you put yourself down enough times to know that you do think of yourself like that. And that hurts me. Yes, mistress. All those hurtful, cruel, demeaning things you think of yourself cause pain to me. Because I know you. I see all the beautiful things about you that you refuse to acknowledge. Yes. Yes, I do know you have flaws too, and I see those too. But they take nothing away from you. They only make you human. No, I won't go and start listing all the things I adore about you now. Not this time. No. It's your turn to do that. Tell me something good about yourself. Something positive. Well, I don't know. Try something simple for the start. Name yourself again. A cuddle bunny. Well, yes, that you are. For me, anyway. But that's not what I've had in mind, and you know that, mistress. What I want you to do is name all those things in you that are wonderful. All the things that make you special. Well, maybe not all of them, unless you'd like to spend the whole night with me like that, but at least some of them, please. Yes, I do believe it might be difficult to come up with something on the spot, so why don't I help you and give some extra motivation, huh? Would it help if I pinched your nipple through your clothes like that? What if I gave it a little twist? There you are, already coming up with some positive words. There's only one issue with them, mistress. I don't think you believe what you're saying. No. It sounds like you're repeating the words others have said about you once in the past, but you doubt the truth in them. Oh, really? Then convince me otherwise. And since it seems to be working, I'll keep torturing your nipples. Pinching and twisting them. Pulling. Shut up. Shut up and look at me. I said look at me or I'll make you. Grab a fistful of your hair and yank on it, forcing you to look up at me. No, I did warn you that I'll push, that I'll show you no mercy unless you call out. So feel free to do that, any moment. But unless you do, is that really all you've got? Doubting every single little good thing about yourself, every bit of praise or compliment, huh? You're right. I think you want to believe in them. And yet your every word is laced with doubt. One thing. That's all I'm asking for then. Give me one thing that makes you special and that you believe in. Take your time if you need. But if I don't get it, I'm done with you for the night. I leave you here by yourself and go find different company. So? One thing. That makes you special. Could you repeat that? No, it's okay, it's just... Okay, and that makes you special because... No, you're right. You are loved. I love you, mistress. And I will keep believing all those things for you till you learn to believe them yourself. No, that's not cheating. That's a very good answer, actually. You've done great, mistress. I'm proud of you. And I'm sorry for causing you pain. I don't enjoy hurting you, but I'm sorry. So now I guess it's time for a reward, huh? For being a good girl and for trusting me. What do you say we finish what we've started before, huh? Now, if you haven't gone and called yourself all those bad names, I'd have you take me to bed, tie me down and take me over and over and over. Because that is what you deserve, mistress. Being able to freely enjoy the baby girl you've chosen for yourself. No. You will have me, but you'll stay on your knees. You, my mistress, will serve me tonight. With your mouth and your fingers, while kneeling before me. That's my last rule for the night. Two fingers at once. It's okay, I can take it. I can take it for you. Do you know why? Because you're my wonderful mistress. A gorgeous, sexy woman. Kind. Loving. Done, witty and, and fucking great with your fingers. You're beautiful and you're trustful and you mutter a lot, not just to me but to so many people. You are worthy. You're strong. You keep picking yourself up and rebuilding yourself each day, and you deserve all the good things coming your way, mistress. Mistress, may I come, please, please, mistress. I need. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for catching me, mistress. That felt amazing. Did you enjoy this, mistress? Did you enjoy Addy being so bold and commanding for you? Well, I just wanted to give you something special for Valentine's Day, you know? Yes, that was my last rule for the night, so now you're in charge again, mistress. Another go. Of course, mistress. You can have Addy as many times as you like. Can I just have some water first, please?